Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are liberal cities who are literally in ruin, absolute ruin as we speak, and growing worse every single day. And it would be very easy for us to say, well, this is the result of horrible, misguided liberal policies coming home to roost, and proof positive that these liberal wackos have no idea what they're doing. It'd be very easy to say that, and you might be right. But I fear something a little darker. I fear that this is on purpose. I remember that for a while it was a conspiracy theory, but then it was proven correct, as so many conspiracy theories lately seem to have been, that directly after Joe Biden won the presidency, quote-unquote, won the presidency, a commercial aired that said, think of the future where you will own nothing and you will be happy. And I say to myself, perhaps the government just wants to own it all. And the first thing they have to do is tear it down. There are places in San Francisco, California, as we speak, and it's not just San Francisco. It's many places in California, Chicago, a lot of places that are basically liberal-run areas of the state that are almost a war zone. Shops have to keep everything behind glass, even stuff like toothpaste and razor blades. Because if they don't, it'll just be stolen. Walmart in Chicago, closing. People protesting, saying, how can Walmart do this to us? How can they do it to you? This was the same Walmart that during the George Floyd riots was set on fire. You set it on fire. Remember? And then you expect them to bounce back and say, oh, it's okay that you set us on fire, good citizen. It's okay that you rob us blind every single day to the point where they said their losses have tripled. They're not going to stay there. They have no obligation to stay there to serve a community that robs them blind and attempted to burn them down. So they're gone. And more of them are going to go. Because it's not profitable any longer to be stolen blind and you have nothing you can do about it and be in such a war zone that you have to worry every night if you're going to be set on ablaze. Walmart has no obligation to put themselves in a third world country, and that's basically what they're doing when they plop these Walmarts in the middle of some of these cities. And until people realize it, and start policing themselves a little bit. You have no right. I love these people who are outside of these Chicago Walmarts now saying, whoa, Walmart is racist. Walmart is racist? You tried to burn it. You're robbing it blind every single day. And you think they have the moral obligation to stay there and take it. Well, they don't. And you can thank the people you voted for allowing this nonsense to happen. So if you happen to be a law-abiding citizen who relied on that Walmart, well, tough luck. You got what you voted for. Now I've just heard some alarming news coming from San Francisco, and that is that a billion-dollar company that actually owned two San Francisco hotels, both Hiltons, the Hilton San Francisco Union Square and Park 55, two giant downtown hotels in San Francisco. The guy's defaulting on his loan. He's basically saying, I'm not paying the loan anymore. No one's coming here. We're losing our shirt. You know why you're losing your shirt? You're right. No one wants to come there anymore. And the reason they don't want to come there anymore is because San Francisco is a war zone. Do you honestly think people want to pull into San Francisco and see homeless encampments 17 miles long, homeless people defecating on the sidewalk, needles everywhere, and they're going to check into your hotel and say, oh, what a wonderful time I'm going to have here for $500 a night. I don't think so. So what are you doing to solve the homeless problem? Absolutely nothing. You're pouring more people into the community. Because your policies are absurd. But then again, folks, let's be honest. They know these policies are absurd. They have to know it. When you literally tell a store you cannot detain someone for less than $750 worth of merchandise, and we're not even going to respond as police through order of the mayors, well, then you're giving them carte blanche to steal $750 worth of stuff every single day, time and time again, person after person after person after person. And you think the stores are going to take this? Let's go back to Chicago where the Walmarts are folding. Let me explain something to you. It's safer to be in Afghanistan than certain areas of Chicago by statistics. That's not me saying that. That's a statistic. So if you're a family in certain areas of Chicago, you can't even walk your child across the street to get an ice cream like the poor mother whose daughter got shot in the head. Thanks to gang violence. Oh, you think those guns were legally obtained? You're so worried about mass school shooting, which is a horrible thing, but you're so worried about taking guns away from people who lawfully obtained them, but you're not worried about taking away from gang members who unlawfully obtained them and are shooting people at alarming rates in the inner cities of Chicago, right? You're not worried about that. And guess what? Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the United States of America. So what does that tell you? What does that tell someone with a little bit of common sense? If you have the strictest gun laws amongst every city in the United States of America, and you're number one in gun violence, it shows you the laws aren't working. You have to be completely brain dead to not see that. The laws aren't working. Because it's not the legal guns you have to worry about, Einstein. It's the illegal guns. And by making the guns illegal, you're just going to open up a market for more illegal gun selling on the streets. But you don't care about those people. Black Lives Matter burned down the Chicago Walmart. They don't care that a little girl was shot in the head trying to get an ice cream. Her life matters too, you know. But not to the politicians, because there's no political power to be given there. They don't get anything from that. They don't get any political power from that. Oh, gang members are killing each other and their cross-shooting is killing citizens, but we don't get any political clout for that. We get political clout by saying white supremacy is the number one problem in the United States of America. No, no, it's not. It's not even the top 100. I'm not even so sure it really even exists in any widespread manner. So now you got two Hilton hotels. They're not going out of business, by the way. Hilton said, oh, no, we're going to continue to run these hotels. We just won't, the owner won't be the same owner. You know why? Because governments are going to start taking these over. Pretty soon you're going to start to see government big chain stores run by the government. That's what you're going to see. They want all the private investors out. They don't care if you're a billionaire or you're just trying to scrape together a hot dog wagon. They want to own all of the businesses. Remember what they said? You'll own nothing and you'll be happier. See, the government is not satisfied just taking your tax money. They want all your money. So what happens if the government opened up a store that was like Walmart and all the profits went to the government? How wouldn't that be something? So they could spend more and more and more money. Except it's not privately owned anymore. The government owns it. Just like the government wants to own your houses. They don't want you to own a house anymore. They want you to rent. And BlackRock is buying up all the properties. And eventually they'll be government controlled. If you're in the suburbs, I got news. Joe Biden has a plan to bring the cities to the suburbs. Oh, we're going to build low-income housing all through the suburbs. Make the suburbs the city. Of course, the government will own all those housing developments. Don't you see where this is going? Now, the left is going to say, oh, now there are just as many right-wing cities and states that are having a problem. Well, here's the problem with that. Number one, it's not true. And number two, you're basically gaslighting when you say that. In other words, you say, well, look at Georgia. Georgia's Republican run. And Atlanta's a war zone. Yeah, but Atlanta's run by liberal mayors. It's not the state we're talking about. It's the individual cities. There are places in Tennessee that are war zones. But they're all run by liberal mayors. The state itself may be run by Republicans, but the individual cities are being run by liberals who are implementing ridiculous policies that are not working. They're not working, folks. Did you see the homeless encampments in San Francisco? It's virtually a city. There are people defecating on the sidewalk in full view of passersby. There are people using needles in full view of passersby. And what are their solutions to the problem? Maybe we should hand out cleaner needles. Well, yeah, that makes sense. That's a good idea. Let's condone the behavior. Just make it a little cleaner. Meanwhile, you can't house your own. But you expect the United States of America to house tons and tons and tons of illegal immigrants who are coming over here. Do you not see the homeless encampments in San Francisco? How the hell are you going to house more people? You can't house who you have. It's not just San Francisco. Here in New York, our mayor is saying maybe private houses should take in some of these illegal. For what reason? For what reason should people who privately own a house take in illegals? Please explain to me. Do you understand that in some of them homeless encampments, there are veterans who served this country, who went and fought for this country and its freedom? And you're not giving them so much as a crust of bread or an umbrella to put over their head when it rains. But if you walked across this border illegally, well, you're going to be put up in a nice hotel. You're going to be given three square meals a day. You're going to be given a free cell phone. Because that's their policy. And do you know why? Because that homeless vet, he's likely not to vote. Oh, but those illegal aliens crossing, they know they better vote. And you better vote for the people who let you across, or we might just send you back. It is blackmail. It is creating a new voter base for a liberal party who realizes their time is over. No sane American believes in this crap anymore. There's not one person who believes these policies are good for the United States of America. I know people who won't go to New York City anymore. They're afraid to go to New York City. And you still have the mayor and the governor saying crime is actually down. Crime is not down. You can lie about it all you want. You can just make crap up if that's what you want to do. But the bottom line is New Yorkers feel unsafe, and people visiting New York feel unsafe, and that's a major problem. And you're doing nothing to handle it. And now you're saying, well, we need more police. Well, I don't know. A year ago, you were saying you're going to defund them all. Remember during the George Floyd riots when all the liberals were saying, defund the cops. Take the power away from them. Give it to social workers. Oh, well, how'd your social workers do? How'd that work out for you? You think a social worker running into a school with a guy with a gun is going to say, now, sir, we realize you have some issues, but if you just want to sit down and discuss it, they're not even going to get to the now, sir, before they're blown away. But that's what the liberals want to do, because in their fantasy world, this is going to work. It's not going to work. And it's not working now. Liberal cities are in ruin. They are a hotbed for crime, poverty, homelessness. It's ludicrous. And this is their paradise? This is what they want for the rest of the country? I don't think so. I think they've made a conscientious decision that we are going to bring down the big corporations. We're going to bring down the mom and pops. We're going to make the environment so unsafe that no stores or mom-and-pop stores or even big box stores will even want to be here. And then we'll formulate some plan, well, we can't leave these people stranded with no form of access to this stuff, so I guess the government will just have to step in and be big brother to you. That's what they want. That's been the plan from Jump Street. Pretty soon it's, well, we're going to buy up all these houses for the homeless people because we can't deal with the problem. So the government will have to step in and buy your private property. Yeah, sure. We see how this works. This is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Do you know that this guy is defaulting on a $720 million loan? How much money do you think this guy put into these hotels? And he's willing to walk away from them. Why do you think he'd be willing to walk away from them? Because they're not making any money. Why aren't they making any money when they're among the world's most beautiful hotels? Because they are in a war zone that nobody wants to go to. There's your San Francisco for you. Used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Destroyed by liberal policy. So anytime you have any liberal friends who say, our policies are good for the working class, it's good for America, take a good hard look at San Francisco. Take a good hard look at Chicago and ask yourself, is that what you want? Because that's what you're voting for. That's exactly what you're voting for. And you keep right on voting for it, like zombies. When are you going to wake up and realize? And that goes for New York, too, because New York's just a step away from this. Pretty soon, the same problem will hit here. It's already started. It's already started. Now, we had people literally come before the House and say, our borders are not secure. They're not even close to secure. While Mayorkas and all these other liars are saying, no, they're perfectly secure. They're the most secure borders we've ever had. It's just a lie. It's very easy for somebody to just lie when they have no facts to back it up and just swear to it and say, I'm sorry. If you say anything else, you're wrong. No, we're not wrong. Millions and millions of people are flooding into this country. And listen, I don't blame them for wanting to have a better life for their family or whatever. But we cannot possibly house this many people. You can't house who you have. You can't school who you have. You can't medically treat who you have. You don't invite somebody to dinner when you only have so much food, right? If you're a family on a budget and you say, I can barely afford to feed my four members of my family, you don't invite 14 more people to dinner, do you? Is it because you hate those people? No, it's because you just can't afford it. Well, we can't either. And the liberal solution is tax more people. What do you mean we can't afford it? Raise the taxes then. We need to afford it. So Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public, guess what? You're just going to have to pay more. You're going to have to bring home less money. so we can afford to house these people, so we can afford more people. Does that make sense to you? No, it doesn't. But that's liberal policies for you, folks. That's what it's going to get you every single time. Now let me talk a little bit about this Donald Trump indictment, because this is about the damnedest thing I've ever seen. The claim here, as far as I can gather, is that Donald Trump had classified documents in his Mar-a-Lago estate that he somehow did not have the right to possess. And because when the FBI asked for them, he hesitated and said, I believe I have the right to these, and we're going to have to negotiate it, that he somehow obstructed justice. Let me explain something to people. And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody who doesn't follow politics strongly. I know a lot of people don't know this. The President of the United States has no guidelines for what he can declassify. He can snap his fingers and declassify every single document he wants. He doesn't have to go through any process. He doesn't have to go before any courts. He doesn't have to do anything. He just has to say, I declare these declassified. Every single day of a president's life, he receives classified information. And to some degree, he probably disperses it to other heads of other countries. For instance, perhaps he's sharing classified information about Russia with our allies in France. Okay? Well, when he actually shares that information, you could make a very strong argument that that information is now declassified because he has shared it. So the documents he possessed were of things he already had in his head and probably shared with other heads of state many times over. And they are probably declassified. But even if they weren't, he could have snapped his fingers and declassified them. Now let's fast forward a little bit to Joe Biden, who was found with three times as many documents classified. Joe Biden was the vice president at the time and a senator before that. He has no right to declassify anything. He has no power as vice president or senator to declassify a single document, not one. He also has no right to possess them. Where were they? Were they behind lock and key guarded by the Secret Service in Mar-a-Lago? No, they were at his house in a box in a garage next to his sports car where Hunter Biden just happens to live. Is he being indicted? No, he is not being indicted. Explain. So which is worse, a president who can declassify documents, having classified documents of which he could have declassified, locked up safe, guarded by the Secret Service, or a vice president at the time, who is now the president, having boxes and boxes of documents that are not declassified, that he has no right to have at all, and has no power to declassify, in his garage in a box where Hunter Biden spends most of his time with hookers and underworld people. Which is worse? Well, I think if you have a brain in your head, you figured out that the Joe Biden one is worse. How come he's not being indicted? Do you understand that even some members of the Republican Party are so desperate to stop Donald Trump from becoming the president of the United States that they are willing to usurp the laws of the country? They are literally willing to usurp our very foundational laws of this country in order to stop him, and you need to ask yourself why. What did he do that was so horrible? Did he get us into a war? What war did he get us into? Oh, that's right, none. Did we all fall into abject poverty under Donald Trump? Oh, no, that's right, the average income rose. Did ISIS take over? Did the Taliban take over? Oh, no, that's right. They were virtually crippled. What is it that he did that was so horrible? The answer is nothing. As just a normal American citizen, you can't think of anything that Donald Trump did that was horrible or wrong or affected the country in a horribly negative way. But what he did do is he found out who the swamp creatures were, sides of the aisle, and wasn't afraid to call them out. So now you have not just Democrats, but you have Republicans who say, we can't afford to have Donald Trump get back in there. He might blow the whistle on me. Correct. And that's what the American people deserve. Every single one of you sewer rats who've been feeding off our money like blood leeches for the past, I don't know how many years, laughing about it while you're spending it on your own pet projects and bullshit, deserve to be called out, and we deserve to finally understand that you never were here to serve us. You were here to serve yourself. That's not what we elect you to do. Everybody's sitting here worried about a multimillionaire, perhaps a billionaire in Donald Trump, who was a billionaire before he was the president and actually lost money becoming the president. But you're not worried about people who become the president and suddenly they're billionaires. You know how much a president makes? It ain't a lot. It's shockingly low. How do they become billionaires? How do they become multimillionaires? It's just amazing. Why aren't you worried about that? Why aren't you worried about people who aren't millionaires suddenly becoming millionaires through politics? Well, you're more worried about a multimillionaire who lost money being a politician. That doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense at all. You see, this has become one big, giant breastfeeding campaign by politicians, and they're all sucking at the tit of the American people, and none of them want to stop because they're all getting fat. Along comes Donald Trump, who doesn't need to because he's got all the money in the world, and he says, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? You're bleeding the taxpayers dry. And when he stops it, oh, then that's when the wheels come off and we can no longer support you. You must be a racist. You must be a misogynist. You must have cheated on your taxes. You must be a Russian spy. You must be an alien from the planet Zorbo. Whatever it happens to be to stop Donald Trump. The chances of Donald Trump being indicted are very, very, very high because they will usurp the law to do it. The chances of it stopping him from running are zero, because unless we literally throw the Constitution out the window, there's not a jury in the world that could convict this man of having classified documents when he's the only man who could declassify them. Don't you see what a kangaroo court that would be? Yet they're going through with it. What, do you think I'm smarter than them? I'm not smarter than them. They know it's phony. They know this has no legs. They know it has no merit. They don't care. They're hoping that you think it does. This is all a show in hoping that your average voter says, he must be a bad guy. They keep indicting him. If every single time you walked out on the street, whether you were a male or a female, a cop came along and said, I'm arresting you for prostitution. And you said, I'm just walking to the store. Oh, you're going for prostitution. And then the judge says, he was just walking to the store. Case dismissed. Next week, same thing. Next week, same thing. Next week, same thing. And it starts to get around. Every time this person's out on the street, they're arrested for prostitution. People are eventually going to think you're a prostitute. Even though you were never one time convicted of it and you never one time did it. That's exactly what the liberals and the rhino Republicans are hoping for Donald Trump. Well, there's so much smoke, there must be fire. No, there isn't. It's just all smoke and mirrors and nothing else. This is called, I'm trying to save my own backside. Because if Trump gets in, he's got 4 years to reveal the truth. He wasn't going to do it in the first 4 years. And the reason he wasn't going to do it in the first 4 years is he had to figure out who the good and the bad were, and he had to rely on some people in his cabinet that he shouldn't have. And he really couldn't make any major bones about it if he wanted to get that next 4 years. Well, they went out of their way to make sure he didn't get the next 4 years. They changed laws in certain states of how you can vote. literally changed the laws, illegally changed them, by the way. If you don't believe me, please check. They illegally changed the voting laws in several states without going through the proper judicial channels to have those laws changed. The reason I know this is because as soon as the presidential election was over, those states said, wait a minute, these laws are unconstitutional, these voting laws, we're not going to use them anymore. Oh, but we're not going to rescind what happened already. That's past history. That still stands, but we're not going to allow this anymore. Oh, so only for one election did you allow these changes in your voting laws, and then suddenly you found them unconstitutional and illegal. The minute Trump lost, oh, they're unconstitutional and illegal. We can't use these laws anymore. Oh. Well, that's fascinating. Isn't that interesting? And then you're going to get the left saying, there was no voter fraud. What do you call that? What do you call that? If we're playing a board game and I change the rules just to suit me one time, you're going to say I'm cheating. Can't we apply that same standard here? I think we can. But the left don't care. They're more than willing to cheat and look you in the eye. And unfortunately, the Rhino Republicans among us have become so addicted to being whipping boys and losers that they just want to genuflect. They just want to get down on their hands and knees and say, whatever, whatever you want, please like me. There's only just a few Republicans that are fighting for us right now, and I think you know who they are. They're the Jim Jordans and the Matt Gaetzes and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and those people. They're the people who are fighting for us. They're the people who are saying, no, it's time to expose politics for what this is. We should be working for the people, not the people working for us. See, you're working for them. You bust your ass every day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a construction worker, whether you work in retail, whether you're a business owner, whatever it is. Every single day you hand the government money, a good amount of your money. You keep them in business. And guess what they do with that money? They hand it out to whoever the freak they want to. They spend it any way they want to. Like sailors on leave. Woo-hoo! We're spending the money that isn't ours. We don't care if we give $1 zillion to the Ukraine. We don't care if we give $1 zillion to Korean gender research. Not our money, it's your money. Work harder, slave. We need more of your money. Work harder, slave. We got more people coming in this country who need a house. Work harder, slave. That's not the way it works. The government doesn't make their own money. The government's money is your money. You gave it to them. Or they took it through your taxes. They don't have a money-making operation. Their money-making operation is you. And I will bet you that the vast majority of people who turn over a good amount of their salary every single day of their lives or year in taxes have no clue how it's being spent. Would you do that? Would you hand your credit card to a stranger and say, spend it any way you want? That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. I want to know where my tax dollars are going. And I do know where my tax dollars are going, and I don't like it. It's going to fund a war between the Ukraine and Russia that Joe Biden egged on, just egged it on and egged it on. And now we have people like Lindsey Graham. I saw this. I could not believe my ears. Lindsey Graham in the Ukraine talking to President Zelensky, saying, well, people are dying, but they're Russians. The Russians are dying. Yeah, that's funny. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a Russian soldier who wrote in a text to his mother, I was told by my country that I was liberating people, that when I came into the Ukraine, I would be a hero for liberating these people. These people hate me. They're strangers shooting at me, and I'm shooting at strangers, and I don't like it. Hours later, that guy was killed. That was the last text he had to his mother. Is that funny, Lindsey Graham? You think that's funny while you're sitting there in your fat ass taking our money to fund it? You think that's funny? Not funny. Donald Trump said the right thing when he was asked by the CNN, by the way, in one of the worst town halls in the history of the modern world. He was asked, are you rooting for Ukraine in the war? He said, I'm not rooting for anybody. The war needs to end. We need to end this. Innocent people are dying on both sides. They're trying to convince you that every Russian over there is like, we are evil, sadistic, horrible people, and we're going to go over there and torture and rape and abuse people. I just told you. There's a Russian soldier who wrote to his mom, I was told I was liberating people, and they'd be happy to see me, and they'd welcome me. Instead, they're shooting at me. People I don't even know are shooting at me, and I have to shoot back at them. And I don't want to be here. That's the reality of war. And Donald Trump has said, enough. We'll put an end to it. He said to put an end to it almost immediately, and I believe him. But fat Lindsey Graham is over there saying, oh, good, the Russians are dying. Isn't that fun? Let's celebrate. They're all dying. Is this what we've become as a country? That we have to take sides. If it's a Republican, they can do no wrong. If it's a liberal Democrat, they can do no wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be, folks. I'm calling it as I see it. I know Lindsey Graham supports Donald Trump. I get that. And there's some things I agree with Lindsey Graham about. This isn't one of them. And when push comes to shove, Lindsey Graham is a grifter. He'll go wherever the hell the money is, wherever the political power is. I want you to remember that if Lindsey Graham had anything to do with it, the head of our DOJ right now, Mayorkas, would be sitting on the Supreme Court. Possibly the most corrupt man in the history of politics in Mayorkas, an unqualified man, would have been sitting in the Supreme Court because Lindsey Graham was saying, we should give him a chance. He's a very fine man. He's a very upstate, yeah, a very fine man. A man who decided, I'm going to target parents as domestic terrorists if they dare try to have any input in what their children are taught in school. And you wonder why people want to keep their kids home from school? You should be applauded if you're keeping your kid home from school. You're keeping them away from ridiculousness. They don't want to educate your child. They want to indoctrinate your child. And if you try to stop them from indoctrinating your child, then you're a terrorist. And the FBI is coming to your house. According to Mayorkas, that's fair. That's outrageous. You don't want to live in a country like that. I also want to talk a little bit about because there's a lot of misconception when it comes to this Target situation where people are saying, well, all they were trying to do is have a gay pride display, and the right wing went nuts and said, if gay stuff is in Walmart or Target or wherever, we're going to ban it. Not what happened at all, folks. I don't know. There's probably some very far right religious zealots who think that being gay or lesbian is a horrible thing. But the bottom line is most don't. If you're gay or you're lesbian, whatever. I don't care. Why should I care? I don't have to deal with it. If you love somebody of the same sex, God bless you that you're in love. I don't care. Here's what I don't want. I don't want you preaching it to my children because they're too young to comprehend it. Let's say you were a swinger. Let's say you had an open marriage. I don't want that preached to my children either. Let's say you're into S&M. I don't want that preached to my children either. Your sexual preferences should not be preached to my children. And when Target decided we're not only going to have the gay pride thing. We're going to put them on children's underwear, and we're going to... What are you doing? What the hell do you think people are going to think of that? And if you don't think that a portion, and I'm not saying all, please, I am not saying all. I know a very good majority of the gay, lesbian, and even trans community agree with me when I say this should not be preached to children. But there is an element that wants it. I'm watching a gay pride parade that they said was going to be family friendly, and there were children there, while adult males took their pants down and spanked each other on video, simulated sexual stuff as well. You think that's okay for children? Honestly, do you think that's okay for children? The answer for those people were yes, because I got news. If I were a gay man and I was celebrating Gay Pride Month and it was for adults only and I wanted to do some sort of a simulated sex act with someone, okay. But the minute they said, well, this is all ages and there's families here, I would say, well, hold the phone. We're not doing that. Any more than I would if a straight man, which I am. If I'm a straight man, I'm not going to say, oh, well, we're going to have some kind of orgy. Oh, but we're inviting the family to watch. Well, no, then I'm not going to participate. Because I don't need nine-year-olds there watching that, because that would be sick. But if you dare say that, well, you're a homophobe. You hate homosexuals. No, that's not the case. I don't like people who want children around when you're performing sexual things, because I don't trust you, and you shouldn't either. You should be in jail. But you see, this is the new country that we live in. Oh, if you don't support all these illegal immigrants coming over when we can't even house our veterans and we have a homeless problem, you must be racist. You must hate immigrants. You're anti-immigrant. If you disagree with anything an African-American says, you must be racist, even if you're African-American. Larry Elder ran for governor when they were going to kick out Gavin Newsom, and he was called the black face of white supremacy. Can you believe it? He's an African-American man, and they accused him of being a white supremacist. That's how sick these people are. Black man. You're a white supremacist. Unbelievable. But they'll throw those words around to scare you. Domestic terrorist, racist, homophobe, xenophobe. And then you're supposed to cower in the corner and say, I guess I'll just let them do what they want because I don't want to be called those names. No, you can call me whatever you want because it's not true. And I can prove it's not true. Me trying to defend a child from seeing sex acts committed between opposite sex or same sex does not make me homophobic. It makes me a normal human being who doesn't want children subjected to highly sexual things. And if you do, you're weird, and you bear watching. Disagreeing with immigrants flooding over the border when half of them are shipping fentanyl across here, other ones are buying children. You heard me right. They will buy children from poor communities because they think that having a child will get them across the border, which it will. And then you know what they do with that child? Horrible things, like sell them or slave labor them out. Or worse, just dump them out in the street and say, who cares what happens to you? Go fend for yourself, kid. I got what I needed out of you. That's why Donald Trump was separating at the border. Remember when AOC was crying crocodile tears, saying, he's taking children out of the arms of their parents and separating them? No. What he was doing is separating them and saying, is this really your parent? Can you prove this is your parent? Can you prove this is your child? Because if you can't, back across you're going. Oh, but not this administration. Not this one. Oh, you got a couple of kids? They look nothing like you at all. Not even the same hair color, race, anything. Doesn't matter. They must be your kids. Have a nice time in our country. Like I said, I don't know what to tell you. You're voting for this. You're voting for them to take more of your money. You're voting for them to take more of your land. You're voting for them to call you every name in the book. You're voting for them to take away your freedom. And all because they have convinced you that one man is the personification of evil, and that's Donald Trump. And for the life of me, I cannot think of anything he did. And I'd be the first person to say it. I can't think of anything he did that caused any horrible results in this country. People say, well, he handled COVID terribly. But he was the first one to tell you where it came from. When everybody else was saying, that's not true, he's xenophobic, he's saying it's the Chinese virus, it come from the Wuhan lab, he don't know that, he's a liar, he's a crackpot. Oh, what ended up happening? Now everybody's saying it. Suddenly it's not a conspiracy theory anymore, right? Yeah, he went into lockdowns, but he also said we're going to try to lift them as quick as possible, and he left them to the various states. And guess what states didn't lift them? Liberal states, liberal cities. Oh, no, mask mandates. You can't move. You can't do anything. Get a vaccine or you can't be a part of our community. You better be isolated in a basement somewhere. Florida, North Dakota, several other states, they didn't do that. Oh, they came out just fine. So, no, Donald Trump didn't badly handle COVID. You know who badly handled COVID? Stupid Cuomo, who when he was given ships, literally given ships for hospitals, and told you may have to move the elderly from nursing homes into places so that you can move COVID patients in, thought they meant just move them right in with the old people. And gave all the old people COVID and caused I don't know how many extra deaths. Because he's too stupid to realize that's not what they meant. But he's a hero. He was given an award. He wrote a book on how wonderful his COVID response was. When he's the one who killed the most people. Gavin Newsom over in California is telling people you can't leave your house. If you leave your house, you're arrested. Meanwhile, there he is in a restaurant yucking it up with 40 people, no mask. Lori Lightfoot, you leave your house, I will have the police arrest you. There she is having her hair done. No mask. And when she's asked, how come you don't have to wear a mask? She says, I'm too important. I have to look good. That's what she said. I didn't make that up. I guess COVID's too important. I'm too important for COVID to attack. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of her group, no mask. Going to a big ball where everybody's dancing and sitting at the same table. You know who is wearing the mask? The people who are serving the food, the lowlifes, they're the ones who've got to wear the mask. We're the elites. We don't have to wear it. And you never caught on. Not once did you say, wait a minute. How come they're not all getting it then? They're not even following what they're telling us to do. Oh, but it was Donald Trump who handled it badly. I don't think so. You've all lied. You've lied to the American people for years and years and years and years. And that includes Republicans. And then when one guy comes along who says, I'm not lying to the American people. I may be a loudmouth. I may be an egomaniac. I may be a bragger. I may be uncouth. I may say things that aren't politically correct. But I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth, and you reject him. Him you reject. Gavin Newsom can go to all kinds of parties and dance the night away while he's telling everybody else to stay home. You don't reject him. Oh, no, he must be telling the truth. He's such an honest and wonderful man. But can go get her hair done. No mask. Don't worry about COVID. Oh, she would never lie to me. She's so wonderful. Donald Trump. No, he's the liar. When he tells you this came out of the Wuhan lab and I don't think the masks are going to help you much. But do what you want. Donald Trump was the guy who said, we have the vaccine. I would personally take it, but it's up to you. He was the one who was giving you your own free will. When everyone else was trying to take it away, he was the one who's saying, use your free will. He's the bad guy. Let me go to the phones. Tom in New York, are you there?
Certainly. Hello. Good afternoon, Marcus. So I'm just going to comment on the mask wearing thing and COVID situation. You know, it wasn't so long ago that you were not allowed to post that on anything against the COVID restrictions on YouTube or even make videos. You were deplatformed. Now apparently you can. So what changed? Oh, they all realize that all these restrictions they had in place and all the censorship was everything about them, about their policies, has been debunked scientifically. And now you're allowed to post stuff like that on YouTube. How – I just – okay. And not to mention you brought up that, you know, Obama's 60th birthday party, nobody's wearing a mask. They're all dancing around. I don't know how many people were there, all the elitists in Massachusetts there. I forget the name. You have Martha's Vineyard.
Listen, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to answer a question in the chat room here. Derek is saying, well, New Yorkers keep voting for this, so how can New Yorkers say they feel unsafe? Well, here's why, Derek. Upstate New York, we don't vote for this. Upstate New York votes primarily, I'd say 70% probably Republican. The city is about 90% Democrat. So the people who live in the city, the elitists, the big businessmen who never have to go to areas where there's high crime, they don't give one damn. They're going to keep right on voting for the Democrats because that's where their bread is buttered. This is why I'm trying to say, common sense would tell you the following. Let's say you owned a business and you're making $1 million a year. And the man running for president or governor or mayor or whatever it happens to be says, I'm going to take more of your money if you elect me. Would you vote for that person? The answer should be, well, of course not. I want to keep the most of my money I can, right? Then why are all these giant businesses voting Democrat? Because they know they are not going to be having their money taken. They're going to be exempt. It's going to be you, the middle class, who pay the bill. They're not going to pay it. Otherwise, they wouldn't vote for it. Why in the world would a guy making tens of millions of dollars a year say, hey, they're going to take 75% of my income? I guess I'll vote for them. Why would you do that? You wouldn't. Any idiot would know that. But the Democrats get with these guys, yeah, you're not going to pay nothing. Don't worry. You're going to get all the breaks in the world, pal. You just stick with us. Oh, okay. I'm a Democrat. I get to keep all my money. You middle classers, you're going to have to pay your share. That's the deal. So when the Democrats are saying, we just want to tax the rich, you're full of it. You're not going to tax the rich because the rich is your voting base. Jeff Bezos, George Soros, all those billion-dollar people, who are they voting for? Are they voting for Republicans? No. Ask yourself why. Because they know they're not going to get it. You're going to get it. That's why. So when we say, well, we don't feel safe going into New York City, that's because we're not in New York City. The people who are in the midst of it, they have no choice. The subways, people won't even ride anymore. Not sane people. Sane people are like, I'm not riding the subway. I'll pay an Uber driver. I don't dare get on the subway. I'm afraid. They want you to be afraid. You understand? This government wants you at their mercy. They want the stores to pull out. They want the homeless encampments. They want the flood of illegals. They want the less police. They want all of this stuff. So you say, oh, my God, I feel so helpless. Please, somebody help us. And then the government will ride in on their white horse and say, if you vote the way we say, everything will be fine. Otherwise, you're on your own. And then you are living in a communist country because that's what communism is. So it's your choice. If you want to live in a communist country, keep right on voting this way because it's heading that way, leaps and bounds. Every single day we're getting closer and closer and closer to it. And the same people who will sit in office and tell you this is a horrible, terrible, evil, racist, misogynistic country are the same people who will tell you, well, all these illegals just want to come over here to have a better life. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said this is a horrible, terrible country. Why do you want them here then? Wouldn't you be telling them to stay there? Wouldn't you be saying, don't come here. We're a horrible, terrible, evil, racist, misogynistic country. You don't want to come here with your family. No. You tell them, come on, come on, because you don't even believe it yourself. You already know this is the greatest country in the world. But you're lying because you want to change it. Doesn't that make perfect sense? If a restaurant was horrible, I wouldn't recommend all my friends go there, right? So if all of these poor illegals are their friends and they're so worried about them and they think the United States is such a horrible place, why are you telling them to come here? You'd be warning them to stay out of here, right? Exactly. And the same holds true about these all these rich, big, giant business corporations who only vote Democrat. Why would they do that if they say we're going to take 90% of your income? They wouldn't do that. No one's going to vote for 90% of their income being taken. But they do. Why do they do it? Because they know it's not going to happen. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You'd think it would be obvious. Let me go back to the phones. I mean, that's common sense, caller.
Yeah, for sure. And if you think for one second that Joe Biden, who says anybody who's making under $400,000 a year is not going to pay one more cent in federal tax, if that is even close to remotely true, you're out of your mind. Because let me tell you, when he became president, it's not too long after that my tax bracket went up. And I don't make
– Of course. Why do you think they're hiring all these extra IRS agents? You think they're hiring all these extra IRS agents to go after big corporations? They're not going to – they don't want to hire all these extra IRS agents to go after big corporations. They're hiring them to come after you, mom-and-pop businesses. That's what they're hiring them to come after. It's as plain as the nose on your face. They want complete control, and you're voting to let them have complete control. That's the thing. And the one person who said, I want to give you your freedom, the person who's literally opening the door to your prison cell is the person they got to convince you is evil and horrible and don't trust. Well, we're going to find out whether you do or you don't. We're going to find out what happens in 2024. Because no matter what, Joe Biden cannot be the president of the United States and a Democrat cannot be the president of the United States. Whether it's Trump, DeSantis, whatever, they're going to work out their differences eventually. But I'm telling you right now, folks, the 2024 election is going to decide where this country is going to be. And if it swings Democrat again, I'm sorry, all hope is lost.
Yeah.